You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Welcome. Oh, turn the volume up, Ian. There we go. That always helps. All right. Hey, welcome to Transatlantic Express. What did I do with my music? There we go. Oh, I'm all discombobulated. I don't know what's going on. Well, I do. Welcome to the show. This is going to be our last show for at least a month. I am heading off to the UK, Europe, next week. Thursday, so I won't be around, and so make the most of this show wherever you're listening. If you're on CJSF 90.1 FM or on thehouseofprog.com, wherever you are, you're on Twitch. All right, this week we were going to feature Zappa's Zoot Allures from 1976. We're going to feature a Vancouver outfit called GTM. And then we're going to finish off with some funky stuff from Johnny Guitar Watson. Also from 1978. 78? Yes. That Ain't That a Bitch is the name of the album. So I'm wearing my Arandas t-shirt. It's a little town that I never got to in my trips to Mexico, but I do have the t-shirt. So a big hello to everybody. Hope you're doing well. And we do this every Friday, live, 12 till 2, on thehouseofprog.com. And then we get rebroadcast on CJSF. Tuesday nights, 10 o'clock. Thursday mornings, 7 a.m. And we try and have fun while we're doing it. Doesn't always work. I end up talking to myself a lot. But that's okay. This is what radio is all about. We do stream on twitch.tv/IanInVancouver. But it's only live when it's live. So, all right, let's carry on with some Zappa. You heard Wind Up Working in a Gas Station. This next one's called Black Napkins. Enjoy.
Thank you.
It's Mr. Frank Zappa and his amazing band, and Ms. Pinky is the name of that particular one. I hope you enjoyed that. We are live on House of Prog. Get myself together, Ian. More coffee needed. We're playing Zappa's Zoot Allures from 1976, when he's had a brief encounter with Warner Brothers Records, which is what this one is on. A little bit about the album. It's his 22nd album, and it was released in October 1976. It was his only release on Warner Brothers Records label. Yeah, I can see that. And it was recorded at the Record Plant Studios in Los Angeles. I think Frank probably got inspired by his little brief venture with Warner Brothers to write a whole bunch of other songs that soon came after, as in Joe's Garage and whatnot. So he was preceded by Bongo Fury, and then after Zappa in New York was next after that. Apostrophe, all around that time. Let's have a look who's on the album. Let's have a look. Does it tell me? No, it does not. Due to financial and legal disputes with his former manager, Zappa had his recording contract briefly reassigned from Discreet to Warner, and then Cohen quickly filed a lawsuit against Warner and Zappa based on the claim that this reassignment was in violation of previous contracts. Therefore, the final four albums of Zappa's recording contract were reassigned back to Discreet. And so, yeah. So, who's on the album? Of course, Frank is on there playing guitar and keyboard, synthesizers. Terry Bozzio on drums. Davey Moore on some vocals. Andre Lewis on organ. Ray Estrada's on bass. And what else? Napoleon Murphy Brock on vocals. Ruth Underwood, the amazing Ruth, synthesizer, marimba. And Captain Beefheart features on harmonica. Ruben Ladron de Guava, backing vocals. Ian Underwood on saxophone. Bruce Fowler, trombone. Sal Vasquez on trumpet. Dave Paralato on bass. Lou and Neil on harp, and Sparkle Parker backing vocals. So my guess, Sparkle Parker is on Torture Never Stops, because somebody had to do that. And I hope they weren't really being tortured. So it's a disturbing thing, to say the least, that song. So you are listening to Transatlantic Express. My name is DJ Ian. I hope you're enjoying the show. We're playing Frank Zappa's Zoot Allures. And it's from 1976. It's only little venture on Warner Brothers Records. We do rip from vinyl, and that's why you're probably hearing a few crackles and pops along the way. I think on one track they got stuck, but I have a very good needle and a very good pickup on my turntable, so it generally gets past most scratches, and I usually catch them. But anyway, that's a different story. But that's what I like to do. So we're technically playing vinyl, but we're playing it when we rip it to MP3. So if that means anything to you, good on you. All right, so we're going to play the side two of Zoot Allures. It's an interesting album. Got some classic Zappa on it and some fairly forgettable Zappa. If there is such a thing. The next track, so the tracks you heard were Ms. Pinky, The Torture Never Stops, Black Napkins, and Wind Up Working in the Gas Station. And we're going to continue next up with Find Her Finer, A Friendly Little Finger, Friendly Little Finger something? Oh, I've got that twice. And then, okay. So it's Find friend a little finger / word something. I don't know what that is. Wonderful Wino. There it is. There we go. Let's open it up. So friend little finger runs into Wonderful Wino. And then we got the title track. And they finish off with Disco Boy, which was a single, I believe. All right. Let's move along. This is Find Her Finer with Mr. Frank Zappa and the band from Zoot Allures. You are listening to Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the houseofprog.com and on CJSF 90.1. Well, you would be if I actually turned the volume. Why do I turn the volume down? I don't know. Let's try that again because we don't want to miss anything.
Find her, sneak up behind her.